Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ken Holloway. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buzz Wetzel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buzz Wetzel. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Maynisch moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive to left field. Wheat throws towards first. Dykes fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dykes. Wheat throws the ball into Hale, who relays the ball to Bishop, who tags Heilman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Maynisch scores. Fothergill goes all the way around to score. Heilman moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heilman moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards center. Maynisch fields it and throws to second to catch Hale for the out. Bishop scores. One out. It's 3-1, Tigers. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wetzel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wheat throws the ball into Boley who tags Noon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buzz Wetzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wetzel hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Wetzel moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wetzel scores. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wetzel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Holloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holloway moves to third. Warner moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Holloway scores. Warner moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Warner scores. Gehringer moves to third. Mainisch moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Jing Johnson now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mainisch, who is chasing the ball. Dykes reaches third base with a triple. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jing Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. French hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jing Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Noone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a pop-up towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-3 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. French hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. French reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Boley. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. French moves to third. One out. Bill Lamar pinch hits for Jing Johnson. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. French scores. It's Tigers, 5, Athletics, 5. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gehringer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lamar moves to second. Lil Stoner now pitching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Chick Galloway now playing shortstop. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Noon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Wheat reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran is walked intentionally. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Dykes strikes out. There goes Wheat. The throw from Woodall and Wheat is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-4 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-4 in the game. Woodall hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. French hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway bunts towards first. Noon scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. French moves to second. 1 out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Warner strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Manish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Wheat strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Noon hits a fly ball towards right. French settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on French. Heilman moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 5 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 5 in the game, with a triple. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.